I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She put on the definitive high school production, and she let her husband do her liposuction. It's Watch What Happens Live with Ashley Tisdale and Jennifer Aiden now. Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse at a special time with two guests who are very comfortable around high school drama. In the High School Musical franchise, my first guest showed off her stage presence, but her new show deals more with Christmas presents. From Merry Happy Whatever on Netflix now, it's Ashley Tisdale. Great to see you, Ashley, making her Clubhouse debut. And she always says, plastic makes perfect. Please welcome Real Housewife of New Jersey, Jennifer Aiden. Great to see you, Jennifer. Very understated look tonight, and I love your sequins, by the way. And while Jennifer's birthday trip featured a few explosions, tonight's bartender can make sure your birthday includes her favorite, her famous explosion cake. I love this cake. She is the founder of Flower Shop and the author of The Magical Land of Birthdays, which she's going to sign for my niece. It's Amira Kassam. Hey, Amira. Great to see you. Are those
hot chocolates, but really it's cake. So I'm like the bartender that brings the
cake. Oh my God, yum. Wait, is that a cake right there? That green?
Everything's a cake. I think I'm a cake.
Okay, let's go for it. We love a good Teresa-ism. Tonight we were gifted with a new one. Check it out.
What kind of sandwich are you eating? It looks good.
One that no makes me ever happy.
Sandwich, yum, yum, yum. Looks good. Sandwich, yum, looks good. Sandwich.
I feel like we've heard her say sandwich before. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yes. Jennifer, Margaret, and Jackie expected a fun time horseback riding, but it seemed like a load of crap. We turned it into a horror movie. Watch.
Oh, he's pooping in the water. Oh, he's pooping in the water. Oh, there's in the water. Oh, my God. My crotch is numb. I'm holding.
She's swimming in sewage.
I think I swallowed some poo water.
I mean, it did not look great. And by the way, during the guys' night, and by the way, your husband Bill is here. Welcome, Bill. Great to see you. The husbands talked about their sex lives. I am particularly interested in both of your reactions. Take a look at this.
I'm the problem in the house because I'd like to have sex every day.
I could go 8 times a day.
63, you're going 3 times a day.
Give me 5, man.
That's my f***ing man.
I gotta tell you, last time I got some was that night.
See what I did for you, bro?
See, I like what you do. Once a month, you keep her wanting it.
I'm about once a month. But it's almost that rare.
You must jerk off every day.
Right, Billy?
Anyone that's banging once a month has definitely got something wrong in their marriage.
Okay,
thoughts. That.
Yeah.
Thoughts. Listen, what makes a good marriage is not how much sex you have. We have five kids. Obviously, we got here some way. It has not always been that way. It has evolved to that. I have a six-year-old daughter that still sleeps in bed with me.
Wow.
I have a 15-year-old son that comes to my night every single night consecutively to kiss us goodnight and say,
oh.
I love you.
All right.
So we make time.
Okay.
It's quality. Not
okay,
quantity.
Well, guess what? It's time for our first poll of the night. It's a quality poll. It is. We are curious, which Jersey guy would you rather? Bill, Evan, Frank, Joe B or Joe G? Where are you going on this one, Ashley?
Oh, my gosh. I think Joe G, just because I know him so well.
Joe Gorga, because you know him so well.
Yeah.
I feel like we could have put Frank Catania Jr. in this one, and he would have gotten a lot of looks. It looks like Joe Gorga is winning this poll. All right, very good. Over on Dallas, the ladies went to Thailand's red light district, and after a ping pong show gone wrong, Leanne was ready to bust some balls. Watch this.
Let's go to the ping pong show for like 10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
You ran out of the bar.
I'm done.
Do you think it's going to take a while to get the car?
And I'm sorry, but that bothers me.
No. I'm asking about the bathroom.
We're in a really bad car.
How about you run myself with my daughter? I grew up in Mexico. I know when something is safe, something is not.
Miss, I can defend myself because I'm from Mexico.
She was being negative.
It's just exhausting.
Barf. Do you have any clue how many sex workers we just looked at?
All right, go back to WWHL.TV and tell us, whose side are you on, Leanne or everyone else? did you see tonight's Dallas?
I did, yes.
You did. What was your reaction to this?
I'm on with everyone else.
You are with everyone else.
It looks like... Is she that aggressive in real life, Leanne?
Well, I don't know.
I'm friends with Leanne, so I'm going to pick Leanne.
Okay, it looks like you're in the 9% there. that's a landslide. Ashley, your new Netflix series, Marry, Happy, Whatever, also stars new Beverly Hills housewife Garcelle.
Yes,
you're excited about that. How do you think she's going to do on the show?
Oh, my God, I think she's going to be amazing. Me and my other castmate, Chabon, because we'd watch it during our lunch breaks.
Yes.
When we found out Garcelle's going to be on the show, we were like, oh, my God, I hope we get to be in it.
Oh, that's so funny. Ashley and Jennifer came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, during Jennifer's birthday trip to Jamaica, the women had a rum tasting, and Margaret made a comment that did not go down smoothly with Teresa. Watch this.
She likes a minimum age of 21, Teresa. She doesn't like JLB.
What's that supposed
to
mean?
No!
Maybe it went over Teresa's head, because, you know, that happens.
We all just looked at Margaret like and couldn't believe she said that.
It takes a couple hours to process.
Why would she throw out that dig last night about the 21-year-old rum?
I went, oh, my God.
Margaret's pissing me off right now. She's like a clogged toilet with all her f***ing bullshit.
A sign just for me, right, Margaret?
When I said it, I never even clicked to me about the article, but it was funny.
Maybe Margaret doesn't think I'm smart enough to see that she's trying to take a shot at me. If you think I didn't, then you're f***ing stupid.
All right, we got another poll. I want to know, what do you make of Margaret's joke? Was it innocent or intentional? What do you think?
Innocent.
You do?
I do.
What was your reaction?
I was confused by the drama because I didn't really know exactly where it came from.
Okay.
So...
you guys think it, wow, this is not that, oh, okay, you guys think it was intentional.
I was there.
All right.
And she didn't realize what she said when it came out.
Got it. All right. Second, I'm not sure if Jennifer had a special birthday wish this year, but if it was for Dolores and Jackie to become best friends, she's going to have to blow out a few more candles. Watch this.
She said today she just doesn't consider you like a friend.
You don't consider me a friend?
To hear that somebody doesn't like me because I was raised differently, felt like a judgment.
Listen, it's just we're cut from a different cloth.
And you get so upset about things that a lot of people here don't.
I get more upset than all of you.
Everyone said the same thing, that you are actually different than us in a lot of ways.
I'm nothing personal, but you're the one who started the whole thing, Liz.
How did I start the whole thing?
If you didn't start saying that last night, she wouldn't know. She didn't even like her.
What it just comes down to is, you're just not from me.
You don't know shit about me. You're making judgments out of your ass.
Okay.
No.
That's why we're not friends.
I don't consider it a loss, Dolores.
Okay, Jackie.
All right. That was a Jersey fight. Okay, here's what. Head on over to WWHL.TV to tell us whose side are you on, Dolores or Jackie? No shrinking violets, either of them. Whose side are you on here?
I really love Dolores.
Okay.
I do. She's just so cute.
She's so cute.
Yeah, no, I'm on Dolores' side because what she meant was, you know, their friend Lee, they just don't know each other well enough to stick up for each other or vouch for each other. And that's really what she meant when she said she doesn't consider her a friend.
All right, looks like you guys are on Jackie's side, 70%. Finally, as Sharpay, Ashley belted out bop to the top. But in real life, I know she loves to get to the very bottom of all the Jersey drama. It's time for Ashley to tiz dish on Jersey.
Oh,
if you were Jackie, would your feelings have been hurt by the impersonation Jennifer did?
Oh, a little bit.
Okay. Who's a better... I thought your apology was excellent, and I love that moment with your daughter. Who's a better match for Dolores, Frank or David?
I mean, Frank is awesome.
Thoughts on the fact that Melissa and Joe are considering having another baby?
That's epic.
Which of the women would you have wanted to room with in Jamaica? Who would you have wanted to room with?
Melissa.
Are you surprised how open and honest Margaret's been about her financial issues? Not a very housewife thing to do.
Yeah, but she's always been pretty honest.
Yes.
I think from day one, so.
Whose mega mansion would you rather live in, Teresa's or Jennifer's?
Oh, gosh. Those are really big homes. I don't know. I'll just say yours.
Okay.
Which Jersey housewife has the best style and
which has the worst?
Oh, no.
I was wearing a compression garment from my liposuction.
You look great,
FYI.
By the way. You're very snatched.
I lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
I just had a tummy tuck 2 weeks ago.
You had another tummy tuck?
Well, that was liposuction the first time.
Okay.
tummy tuck.
Wow, okay. All right. Who?
I think I'm more in line with probably Melissa's.
Okay.
And right. I don't want to say who's the worst.
Okay, that's fine. You don't want anyone coming after you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Next week's Jersey, Teresa's lawyer comes to her home with even more grim news about Joe's status. Take a look.
The immigration lawyer called Jim, and his appeal got denied.
Your girls
know? I told G, and G was so upset. I didn't tell Melania.
Don't let her hear from somebody else.
He's in trouble. The courts have denied it very aggressively.
Now what?
I think the odds are against Joe at this stage.
Why continue to fight? You're burying yourself financially.
I know. His daughters want him to fight. I've been through financial strain before. How can I put a price tag on my daughters having their daddy home?
Oy. Oy vey is what I say. Ashley, Sam M. wants to know your favorite memory of meeting Michael Jackson. He went backstage at one of your concerts?
He did, yeah, at Staples in Las Vegas.
Wow.
He brought his kids.
Oh, to one of the High School Musical
concerts?
Yeah,
we were on tour. I was saying Staples. We were in Las Vegas.
Okay.
We were on tour, and so he was obviously friends with Kenny Ortega.
Right.
Who directed High School Musical.
Yes.
And, yeah, all three kids came. And
wow.
It was the first time because they usually had masks on, so we were actually the first time we got to see them without their masks on.
Wow.
It was pretty epic.
I should say. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Jeffrey from California. Hey, Jeffrey, what's your question?
Hey, I just want to say, Ashley, all your music is amazing. You're a pop music icon legend. Like, it's all fantastic. My question's for Jennifer. I wanted to know, when you watch yourself on the show, can you see why the fans and other housewives think that you're sucking up to Teresa?
I could see that, but then they could use the same mentality with Jackie sucking up to Melissa, so I guess we're even.
All right, let's go to Wick from Atlanta. Hey, Wick, what's your question for Ashley Tisdale?
Hi, Sharpay. Love you so much. My question is, Mary Shag kill Dylan Sprouse, Cole Sprouse, Zac Efron, and you can't plead the fifth.
Okay, Mary Shag Kill. So you marry one, Shag one, kill one. Cole Sprouse, Dylan Sprouse, Zac Efron.
Are you kidding me? You pick twins and Zach?
Yeah. Who do you shag?
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so brutal, man.
It's so good. It's a game though.
I would say I would shag Cole Sprouse.
Okay. Who do you kill?
Zac Efron.
And you marry Dylan Sprouse.
Yes,
I like it. All right.
He's such a good guy.
Okay, let's go to Kim from Pennsylvania. Hey, Kim, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley. My question is for Jennifer.
Okay.
What did you think about the shade Bethany Frankel threw at you on Instagram about you not being a comedian or funny?
I think she said something like, said no one funny about themselves ever. And I would say she's absolutely right. The things I say, said no one ever. As I would, and you know, like, didn't she leave Housewives? Isn't she on to like bigger and better things? I mean, if she wants to make Tales from the Crypt a comeback, I'm sure she can get cast members. I heard she's into producing now.
Them's fighting.
You know,
words.
She can get Margaret to join her cast, and then call me in 10 years and let me know if I'm funny or not, sweetheart.
Jennifer, Stacey R. wants to know, in watching yourself on the show, do you think when you drink tequila, it makes you not a very nice person?
Absolutely.
And did you just have a shot of tequila in the shot ski?
Okay. This is on the rocks.
Okay.
So buyer
there
beware.
You go. Ashley Oliver D. texted, what was your reaction when you saw a fan send a photo of a young Ashley Tisdale to his lawyer instead of his W-9? That went viral recently.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Jennifer Ariel B. texted, do you think Joe and Melissa really have sex 5 times a week?
Absolutely not.
You do not.
But Popeye the Sailor Man wants to talk about his squirting every 5 minutes. I'm entertained. I'm not funny. Land the plane.
It's game time. Jennifer's impersonations of Jackie landed her in hot water, but I want to know what other impersonations this self-proclaimed comedian has simmering. Let's find out with impressionable behavior. Ladies, face each other. Some celebrities and Bravo celebrities will pop up behind Ashley one at a time. Jennifer's going to give her best impersonation of each. If Ashley can ID 7 in 60 seconds, you both win. Then we're going to have a shady poll after it, so get your phones for the poll. Let's start the clock. Go.
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Prostitution whore. Engaged 19
Teresa?
Times.
Very good.
We have to build a wall.
Oh,
China.
Donald Trump.
Marge Senior has been my bookkeeper for the past 17 years. And this lawsuit on Vineyard Vines,
Margaret.
You get a car! You get a car! You get a car! You get a car!
Who gets a car?
Who gets a car? She's behind her time. It's Jennifer Aiden! You know, queen of daytime!
Okay, let's go.
Oprah!
No, she got it. She got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, no.
I just saw that.
Okay, so we go. Skip.
Joe!
Skip.
That's Skip. Guys,
next.
She saw it.
She saw it. That's hot.
Paris Hilton.
Very good.
Drinking in word every time you hear this word.
Oh. It was me. All right. Thanks for playing. Okay, guys, go back to WWHL.TV to answer once and for all on a scale of 1 to 10. How good is Jennifer at impersonations? That's our poll. You voted and you said a 6.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
We got
to look
half.
At Jennifer's barrettes because these are amazing. It says what?
Queen of Thrones, and it has a blinged out toilet.
I love it. That is so brilliant. And you brought me something. Is that
I
a
did.
Throne for Ben?
I have a little.
This is hilarious.
It came directly
oh my
from
God.
China.
Oh my God.
And I needed Baby Bone
amazing.
To have a Jennifer Aiden
throne. Baby Bone. This is amazing.
You've
that may stay in the clubhouse. It's so great. Whoops. Okay.
Sorry.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Jason Derulo, who clapped back at Instagram for removing his wet underwear picture. The platform said it was vulgar.
Oh,
you responded,
God.
I can't help my size.
My virgin
that pic is impressive, but somehow Instagram has managed to be the biggest dick in this equation. Okay. Tonight's Jackal goes to Sarah Pitlick, who was confirmed as a federal judge by the Senate today with a lifetime appointment to the U.S. District Court in my home state of Missouri. Here's why I'm enraged by this. She spent the bulk of her career aggressively going after the rights of people to use fertility treatments and surrogacy, meaning if you are one of the millions of couples who are struggling to conceive or who have turned to surrogacy to start a family like I did to have Ben, you are totally screwed on this woman's watch. And did I mention that she's never even tried a case? In fact, when the American Bar Association rated her not qualified for this role, they said she has never participated at any stage of a criminal matter. What she has done is made this country a less safe and fair place for people whose greatest wish is to have a family. And I think that ought to be a crime. Judge Pitlick, I got a shipment of poopy diapers coming your way on behalf of my son. This pisses me off. Thank Ashley, Jennifer, and Amira for being here.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Good job. All right, we're back with Ashley Tisdale. The show is Mary Happy Whatever. Season one is on Netflix now. Jennifer Aydin's on The Real Housewives in New Jersey. Amira's new book. She's the founder of The Flower Shop, and her new book is called Magical Land of Birthdays. It's out now. Sarni J emailed Ashley, since you were a victim of the bling ring, did you ever watch Sofia Coppola's movie about the robberies?
It's so weird because I don't know how I was a victim of, they mentioned, I guess, that they came to my house, but they didn't.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
So you were actually
I think they actually described my parents' house, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So but I did watch that movie.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Mackenzie from South Carolina. Hey, Mackenzie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. So with Christmas coming up and we have the naughty and nice list, and without naming any names, what is the wildest / craziest thing you've seen a Disney Channel co-star do?
Oh, I plead the fifth on that. I'm not even going there. Not going there.
All right, let's go to Charles from Brooklyn. Hey, Charles, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey. You guys are all beautiful. My question is for Jennifer. In regards to what you said about Bethany Frankel, what makes you think that you're still going to be relevant in 10 years?
Because I will be, honey. Call me in 10 years and we'll have a chat.
Okay. Let's go to AJ from New Jersey. Hey, AJ, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Jennifer. So my question is for Miss Sharpay Evans herself, Ashley.
They love calling you Sharpay. yes, what's your question?
My question is, since you're a big Housewives fan, what would your Housewives tagline be?
Oh, probably the he said, she said drama doesn't keep this headstrong girl down.
Ah, I like it.
Yeah. I've really practiced that one.
I love it. Okay, let's go to Amanda from Pennsylvania. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, my question is for Jackie.
Okay.
So I was
wrong, Jay, sweetheart. But who's paying attention?
Oh, Jennifer, you mean? Yes.
Oh, sorry, Jennifer. It's okay. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm cool.
I was wondering if you thought
I'm not that bougie.
Jackie. I was wondering if you thought Jackie and Teresa would ever become friends.
You know what? I think there's hope for everybody to become friends. I mean, you've seen people, especially if they stay on the show for a while, I feel like things go in waves. Sometimes you're going uphill and sometimes you're going downhill. So I think there's a possibility that for them to be friends, just not this season, apparently.
Let's go to Sue from Salt Lake City. Hey, Sue, what's your question?
Hi, I'm from Salt Lake City, obviously, and my question is for Ashley. And I wanted to know, she filmed all the High School Musicals here, and I had heard that her and the man that played her brother did not get along during the first filming, and I was wondering if she could talk a little bit about that or tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yeah, Lucas and I didn't get along at first because when we were screen testing, I was giving him line readings. And it's not an actor
How'd
thing
that
to
go
do.
Over? Yeah.
But I think it was more like I I don't really do method acting, but I took a class in it when I was younger, and I do think I become a lot like the character, and I think he thought I was really like Sharpay.
Right.
And it wasn't until we rapped that he was like, oh, you're not that person. And I was like, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, probably the first, you know, giving him line readings at the screen test, I was like, I want the last line, okay? So this is what I'm going to say.
Oh, boy. Yeah. How old were you?
I was 18,
yeah.
But I wanted the job, so yeah. I mean, I got it.
Yeah, there you go. Amira, you have something for me?
I do.
Oh, wow, this is like...
it's the holidays today. It's the holidays. It's the season of giving. I have a holiday explosion cake kit.
Oh, my God. Oh, and my God.
There's everything in there for you to make that cake. And I actually have this little pillow for you from my new room collection. And it's actually a little cake pillow for Ben.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
And there's like the sparkles that go both ways.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh my God.
Do like,
oh, I love it.
Rainbow cake.
This is actually going to my niece, actually. Thank you, this is amazing. Oh my God, I love it. I mean, I'm giving this to my niece because she's going to freak
out. Abby will love this.
She's your biggest fan, as you may or may not know. I want to thank Ashley and Jennifer and Amira. For more, click here on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.